Good afternoon. I am humbled by all of this. It is a remarkable day for me, and I just thank you all for coming. And wow. I had a speech prepared, which I've sort of forgotten. I hope you don't mind. What I'm thinking about is, I thought I was going to go to the University of Michigan, and even in 1956, you go up there and get lost in the crowd. I didn't go there, thankfully. I came to Murray. I didn't get lost in the crowd. And I remember, with so much fondness, all of my 4 years here, I loved it here. I would never have thought of going anywhere else, knowing what I knew, and I just enjoyed it so much, all the time, every hour, every day. I just loved it here. For some reason, I'll always remember that as a freshman, Guy Battle, who was the head of the English department, taught my section of English Lit. He was a wonderful gentleman. I was so impressed with him. I thought he was so intelligent. And I don't think I could have gotten the attention from a professor at Michigan that I got from Guy Battle. Tommy and I, among others on the baseball team, went on a road trip, and I turned in a lousy paper to Dr. Battle. And he called me in and said, Mr. Bauernfeind, you can do better. This isn't your best work. Take this back and do it again. And I said, well, I'd been on a road trip with the baseball team, and I didn't really have time, and I didn't put my best effort into it. He said, I believe that. Take this back and do it again. And I did. I didn't make an A in the course, but I made a B. And I was happy with that. And I don't know why I'm telling you this, except that I just had such respect for him as a professor. And where else could you go and get the head of the English department teaching a freshman lit course? Truly extraordinary. And I just thought the man was wonderful. Anyway, that wasn't what I came to talk about. But I really like Dr. Battle. What I would like to talk about is a couple of articles in recent newspapers, one in the Wall Street Journal, the other in the Financial Times of London. Wealth or Waste, Rethinking the Value of a Business Major. In front of this beautiful business school, rethinking it. Top college degrees. In the United States, in 2008-09 academic year, 21.7% of students majored in business. The next highest was social science and history at 10.5% and on down. I won't bore you with all the details. But the point was that the business major seemed to be attracting a lot of attention. And you could attribute it to perhaps to some academic jealousy, but I would never accuse anyone here at Murray State of academic jealousy. Today I discovered that 20%, according to Dr. Todd, of Murray State students are in this school right here, 20%, a little over 2,000 students, is that correct? So we have about our quota. And the criticism of business curricula is that it is too rote. It is too much based on accounting. And very precise sciences, and there's no thought process involved, and there's no ethics taught, and there's no speaking in class, and there's no written papers. This is the criticism of business schools by others in academe. My reflection upon my education all the way through graduate school is not that at all, and I don't understand where these people are coming from who are writing these nasty articles. And so I have to wonder if it is academic jealousy. Because we have an ethics course in our undergraduate program that is a required program for a required course for graduation. And so we have it here. In graduate school, the same graduate school Tommy Wells went to, although I got there first, we did case problems, just like they do in Harvard Business School. And by the way, at Harvard, you cannot major in business in undergraduate school. You can major in econ, but not in business. But in the Harvard Graduate School of Business, part of your grade is based on your participation in class. You talk up in class. You project what you have to say. And you can imagine Mitt Romney in one of those MBA classes, Oh, he must have talked him to death. Anyway, in our coursework at the University of Kentucky in the MBA program, we did the same thing. And how much we talked in class, even if we were wrong, the professor might guide us a little bit over in another direction and say, why in the world would you think that? Nevertheless, we had lots of discussion group, lots of talk, and we would break up into individual groups, and just among four or five of us, we would discuss all sorts of the reading that we were doing, and it was required that we do that as well. Also, we did a lot of writing, and this criticism of business schools, and I hope of this business school, is totally wrong, that in class we do encourage participation, and people do speak up. And we know we have our ethics course, and we hope that we have lots of written exams, not true false multiple guess, but we really have long written answers to serious questions in our pursuit of truth. At graduate school, Tommy and I disagreed on one professor who he loved and I didn't. I'll just say I didn't. He would say, pin it down. What is the problem? Find the problem and pin it down. And I want to say, shut up already. But every class session, here's the problem. Nobody pinned it down. You guys aren't doing this the right way. And he'd bang on the desk. And I don't know how you could like that guy. Anyway, then we had another guy who taught, we took a 3-hour course in writing business and research reports. And it was my best course. I made my best grade right there with that man. And I don't know where he is today, but I once again, he was terrific, and I did very well in his course, and I was pleased to do so. But we were encouraged to write and to talk. And it's so important as we leave here and go out into the business world to be able to do both. And finally, I want to say one thing about ethics. As you all read the papers, you know that periodically, as often as monthly, they march people off to jail from Wall Street. I happen to know two people who had serious errors. One went to prison, the other did not, but probably should have. They knew the difference between right and wrong, but I wonder if maybe we need to do a little extra work on the difference between right and wrong. We need to have everybody raise their hand and say, I will not cheat. I will not copy others' work. I will attribute where it requires attribution without fail. And I think that is really important. And as you go out into the business world, you know the difference between right and wrong, and you say, no, I can't do that. I will not do that. And I think that's so important in our curricula that we proceed down that road. Well, that's really what I wanted to say, and that's probably more than you wanted to hear. But I thank you all for coming, and I just think this is wonderful, and I'm so happy, and I especially love my friend Tommy Wells.
Stay up here.
And you've already given you the horse.
You have to cut a ribbon.
Oh.